kids, and welcome to King's Kids Radio. This is going to be our Sunday school during the time when we cannot meet with you in person. I am Sister Anna.
And I am Sister Reeve, and we are going to be your Sunday school teachers today.
As we always do, we are going to worship God while we sing.
In your packets, there are words to the songs that we will be singing.
Find the words, follow along, and
let's have fun!
The first song is Our God is So Big.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. He made the trees, he made the seas, he made the elephants too. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are his, the valleys are his, the stars are his handiwork too. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. There's nothing my God cannot do. There's nothing my God cannot do for you.
Now we are going to sing My God Can Do Anything.
Our last song is Have Faith in God.
Now, let's review our memory verse that goes along with our lesson.
Again, you will find this in your packet.
He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Psalms 112, verse 7.
Now, Everyone join us and let's say it together.
He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Psalm 112, verse 7.
Welcome to Bible Detectives.
Here, we will be solving mysteries found in the Bible.
Grab your clue cards and join us as we embark on our first case.
The case of 10 wrong, 2 right.
Hi, kids. In your packet, we gave you a clue card about the story today. It states, unbelief was their problem. They saw giants and bugs. Were you able to figure out what our story is going to be about?
Now, we are going to give you 2 more clues, so listen carefully. Clue number 1, 10 men said they were like grasshoppers. And clue number 2, there were spies in the story today.
Remember the clues about grasshoppers and spies as we go back in time to solve this mystery.
God had a people that he called his own.
They were the Israelites.
The Israelites were under the oppression of a wicked ruler named Pharaoh in the land of Egypt.
One night, God brought them out of the country of Egypt, led by a man named Moses. God brought them into a desert and promised them he would lead them into a land flowing with milk and honey, a land named Canaan.
The Lord spoke directly to Moses.
Moses, I will lead my people, the Israelites, into a land flowing with milk and honey. Now, send a man from each of the 12 tribes to spy out the land of Canaan and the people who live there.
Moses took God's message and went to the people.
Listen, children of Israel, I have heard from God. He has promised to lead us into a land that flows with milk and honey. Now, I will send a man from each tribe to spy out the land. Report back and tell us if the people are weak or strong. Find out if they live in cities or tents. Also, let us know what the fruit looks like and bring some of it back.
So just as God commanded, 12 men went to spy out the land.
Oh, I'm going to miss you so much, honey. Oh,
hi, baby,
so
I love you.
Don't
lose your bag. I got your extra socks.
Babe, just so you know, I did not forget your coffee. It's in your to-go cup. It's in the back of your backpack. I love you. I'm going to miss you. Be careful.
Oh, babe.
They traveled far until they found Canaan, and they found that it was really good.
Look, my brothers, look at those fields. They're full of fruit.
And the herds of goats and sheep.
Hey, look at these grapes. They're humongous.
Hey, brother, help me lift these up. They're too heavy for me to carry alone. We can carry these grapes between us on a stick.
Hurry, man. We can't afford to be seen. If they find us, they'll capture us and may never let us go back.
Let's go a little further and see if they live in tents or in cities.
So the spies continued on, being careful to not be seen by anyone until they found the first city.
There it is. Oh, my. That city is much bigger than what we expected.
Hey! Those walls are humongous!
It would be impossible for us to overtake them.
And the people! Look how tall the men are! And how much stronger they are! They could crush us like a grasshopper!
Careful! Don't let them see us!
We better get back and tell everyone.
The men were gone for 40 days.
Then they returned to tell Moses what they spied out in the land.
Oh, I see him. He's the guy in the cowboy hat.
The spies returned with their report and spoke to Moses in front of all of the children of Israel.
Moses, we have returned from spying out the land. Look at these grapes. They are so big. They're bigger than my head.
They're humongous!
But Moses, they're giants in the land. Giants! We're just like tiny grasshoppers in their sight.
Even the women look like they could beat us up.
And they're humongous!
We're scared of them.
And the cities are so great, with high walls around them. We can't go into this land. Absolutely not!
No, can't do that.
Then Caleb and Joshua, the other two spies, spoke up.
Moses, listen to us. We are not scared of the people, neither of the cities with the high walls around them.
The Lord said it is ours. Let us go up at once and take possession. We are able to overcome.
The children of Israel listened to the 10 spies with the bad report instead of the two with the good report.
Moses, we're all so fearful. Even though the land is fruitful and has humongous grapes, we can't fight against those giants with their big cities and their big walls.
They will kill us and our babies!
We must stay in the desert where we're safe to protect our families.
Oh, please, Moses, listen to us!
Let us not go into Canaan. We would lose everything if we fight against them.
Because the people believed the bad report of the 10 spies
over the good report of the other two spies,
they became fearful. They didn't want to go into the land that flowed with milk and honey, the land that God had promised.
Therefore, God made them to wander around in the desert wilderness for 40 years.
Out of the 12 spies who went to search out the land, only Caleb and Joshua,
the two spies with the good report,
were allowed to go into Canaan. How sad that the people believed the bad report.
If they had trusted what God had told them, like Caleb and Joshua, they would have lived in a beautiful land that God was giving them.
Instead, they just wandered around in the desert until they died.
We can learn two lessons from the spies. The first lesson is that our actions can influence others for good or for bad.
Just because everyone is doing something doesn't make it right.
The second lesson is that God will always fulfill his promises. They should have believed what God had promised them.
We need to always remember to trust God and to let our actions be good ones that others will see and want to be like.
Let's pray and ask God to help us to trust him and to believe his word.
God, we believe your word. Help us to trust you every day. We want to believe you because we know you want what is best for us. Help us to not be afraid during this time. We know that you created the world and are able to take care of the people in it. Keep us, our families, and our friends safe. Thank you for always listening to us when we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Kids, just a minute. I'm receiving a phone call. Hello? Yes, this is Bible Detectives. Someone is missing?
Oh no, that is terrible.
How long have they been missing? Okay. Well, thanks for calling us to let us know. We will get right on this case. Kids, please tune in next week to help us solve the case of the missing brother.
Hello, King's Kids. This is Pastor Dudley at Faith Tabernacle. We want to welcome you to the King's Kids radio program every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. We're so glad that you joined us tonight. Look forward to you being with us every Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Also, we want to invite all of you to our regular services Sunday morning at 11, live stream from our website. Join us on Sundays at 11, Tuesdays at 7:30, and Thursday evening at 7:30. May God bless you and have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.